Lecture 8, Buddhist Art and Architecture.
If I asked many of you how you first came in contact with Buddhism and how you began to develop some kind of an impression of the tradition, I suspect that for many of you, your first contact with this great, formidable religious tradition that we're discussing in these lectures would be through Buddhist art. Oftentimes, I see in the offices of people who are not particularly religious and don't know very much even about the Buddhist tradition or about Asian civilization, little images of the Buddha, sometimes the fat little images that you see from China, sometimes the more rarefied and more elegant images that come from India. Whatever kind they are, they often seem to express to people, even if they don't know very much about Buddhism, something that's important about this religious tradition and are, for that reason, I suppose, an object that would be attractive to put on your desk or in your apartment or in your room. So our job, it seems to me, as we work our way through many of the different kinds of historical expressions of the Buddhist tradition and of Buddhist values, would be to comment a bit on this development, this tradition of Buddhist art, so that we can understand how Buddhists have expressed the Buddha through visual media, how these images have functioned in Buddhist life, and understand something about some of the different types of images so that we can begin to recognize them when we encounter them in museums or in the apartments or offices of friends or associates. Now, if we look back historically, the very earliest representations of the Buddha in the Buddhist tradition, we find not statues or images of the Buddha, but what I think you would have to call shrines. It is holy places that are connected in one way or another with the presence of the Buddha. The Pali word for a shrine is chaitya. The Sanskrit word is chaitya, and it means simply a holy place that's associated in one way or another with this powerful and influential figure. The earliest of these shrines contained relics of the Buddha's cremation, and later ones were associated in one way or another with events or objects that were connected with the Buddha's life. Now, in the early shrines, the ones that were established, we imagine, shortly after the death of the Buddha, the relics of the Buddha's cremation were taken to funerary mounds, big, solid, round mounds that had a square structure on the top and then a series of parasols that extended up from the top of that square structure. The relic of the Buddha's cremation was put inside that square structure at the top of the mound. And then around the mound, very often, not in every case, but very often, there was a railing that seemed to delimit this space as a sacred space. Now, as time went on, the relics of the original cremation of the Buddha were taken out, according to Buddhist tradition, and redivided and further distributed. So what was originally a set of only about six different holy places became a vast profusion of places associated in one way or another with the relics that lingered from the Buddha's cremation. But this wasn't the only option. There also were objects that the Buddha owned in one way or another. I mentioned in a previous lecture that important shrine of the Buddha's begging bowl in Peshawar up on the border between Pakistan and Afghanistan. There were other shrines like that, too, in the early centuries after the Buddha's death, associated with objects that he that were part of his life. And a common form of shrine, similar to these shrines of the Buddha's relics and also of the Buddha's possessions, is the shrine associated with the Buddha's footprints. You can imagine, once the storytelling capacity of this early community began to elaborate itself, that you could find footprints just about anywhere, in the ripples, in the stones, on the bed of a stream, in the indentation in the rock, on the top of a mountain. And all sorts of stories could be spun out to explain how the Buddha might have traveled through that spot or landed there and making some remarkable visit to the heavens or whatever it was.